This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A subsidiary of the embattled Russian oil giant Yukos will be auctioned off next month. The starting price is far lower than most analysts believe it's worth. This is happening while the former CEO of Yukos remains behind bars. The jailing of Mikhail Khodorkovsky has been a sore point in U.S.-Russian relations, and NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Russian human rights lawyer Yuri Schmidt is perhaps best known in the West for defending Alexander Nikitin. He was the former Navy captain who blew the whistle on nuclear dumping by the Russian Northern Fleet. In an interview in Washington this week, Schmidt recalled the international protest that he felt helped him win that case, which dragged on for years. He says his latest client, oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky, is in a far different position.
Nikitinu povezlo. Nikitin
was lucky because his case was heard 5 years ago, and a lot has changed in our lives in the past 5 years.
Schmidt says Russian courts are less independent and free speech has been curtailed. He described the Khodorkovsky proceedings as surreal, saying he's convinced the verdict will come from above, not from the judges. Schmidt has been discussing that with State Department officials and congressional staffers this week, questioning the Bush administration's close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What I would like the American public, your listeners, the American government to do is to not react so trustingly to Mr. Putin's smile, because as events in our country are showing, what he says is one thing and what he does is something entirely different.
Another of Khodorkovsky's lawyers, Canadian Robert Amsterdam, says he's been surprised by the lack of outrage in Washington.
I spend a lot of time in Europe where they're very focused on this and they're deeply concerned. In the United States right now, if this doesn't have to do with Iraq, there doesn't seem to be a lot of attention, and I think that's a terrible mistake. I think the U.S. is in danger of abdicating a very important role it could have in Russia.
A U.S. official familiar with the case says Washington does share a lot of the concerns about the principles at stake in Russia, the rule of law and property rights. But U.S. officials say they are in no position to discuss the specific merits of the Khodorkovsky case. Lee Walowski, a former National Security Council official, says the problem is that Khodorkovsky is hardly a poster boy for a human rights campaign. He emerged out of the chaotic period of the privatization of Russia's state assets as one of the country's richest men. Nevertheless, Walowski says the U.S. should be more outspoken at this point, now that Khodorkovsky has been in jail without bail for a year, and the political and economic factors driving the case seem more apparent.
There's really a perfect storm from the standpoint of Putin. He's found someone who was an easy target, most likely did commit infractions of the law at a period of time when the law was not widely enforced. Certainly an interest in consolidating economic assets to the state, and also certainly as well an interest in curtailing the ability of independent actors such as Khodorkovsky to finance independent political blocs in Russia.
Walowski, who served under both President Clinton and the former President Bush, says the impending sale of the Yukos subsidiary is a troubling sign. At the State Department, spokesman Richard Boucher said if the sale is not made at a fair market value, this could affect Russia's overall business climate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.